back, and everyone is telling me that it's time to worry about big bad Aaron Rodgers making his return to face the Jets. Which would make it even better and even sweeter when the Jets stun the Steelers and win in week one. What's up? This is EJ Stewart on the Fan. That's right, EJ After Dark. We got a lot to get to this morning, including the keys to a Giants win over the Commanders later this Sunday as well. Plus, the one thing that both John Mara and Woody Johnson got right, and the golden opportunity in front of the New York Yankees later today. Oh, it's NFL Sunday. Let's go. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. The first NFL Sunday of the season is just hours away, which means, if you ask most experts, that means the Aaron Rodgers revenge tour is set to begin. And the beginning of the New York Jets humiliation ritual is also set to begin, which is funny to me because when Aaron Rodgers left the Packers 3 years ago and joined the Jets, we heard some of the same things about how he was going to make the Packers pay and this was going to be the Aaron Rodgers revenge tour. Well, as we sit 3 years later, Packers sixth in Super Bowl odds, coming off back-to-back playoff appearances, does it look like they're worried about some Aaron Rodgers? I don't think so. And listen, I'm not naive enough to tell you the Jets are in a position to make the playoffs this year. I do not have them in the playoffs. I have them finishing 8-9 in this season. Or tell you that they're going to contend for the Super Bowl in a few years. But miss me with this idea that I'm supposed to be scared of a 41-year-old quarterback getting play calls from one of the most boring offensive coordinators in the NFL, 888-808-1019, because that is who the Jets are facing. Aaron Rodgers and offensive coordinator Arthur Smith of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not only do I expect the Jets to harass and make Aaron Rodgers' life a living hell on Sunday, I think they're going to win the damn game. 888-808-1019. If you listen to me on The Fan, you know there is somewhat of a code that we live by. There are two official rules every time I step to the mic. Number one, I'm always keeping it 100. Number two, I'm ducking no smoke. But if you listen to me enough, you also know that there are these other kind of like guidelines or preferred, things that go by when it comes to this show. One being EJ just wants things to be fair. I say that a lot in this show. There's one thing I also talk about as well on this show that I want to bring up today because I think it's going to be very important for today, particularly when it comes to this Jets-Steelers matchup. Stop being so damn scary. I'm so tired listening to Jets fans for what I've heard all week. And I understand it's the understatement of the world that Jets fans have been through a lot. I know I am one. I've been through it. But you got your sober moment with Elijah Vera Tucker, and I was also crashing out midweek when I learned he was going to be gone with a torn triceps. But with that being said, the sad sackness I've heard from Jets fans and Jets observers this week about this particular game has been absolutely nauseating. I know the other team's wearing black and gold. I know the other guy playing QB on that side has Rodgers on the back of his jersey. And I know when the PA announcer at MetLife Stadium eventually announces the Pittsburgh Steelers' arrival to the stadium and their head coach, he's going to name Mike Tomlin. But just because those guys are wearing Steelers uniforms, and that is technically Aaron Rodgers playing QB, and that is technically Mike Tomlin coaching them, those are not the same dudes. This is not the same Pittsburgh Steelers. This is not the same Aaron Rodgers. And dare I say, this is not the same Mike Tomlin. And let me put it in other terms you may understand. They ain't like that. And when you talk about this so-called mismatch the Jets have going up against these Steelers, talk about who the Steelers are now, today, in 2025. Not who they were back in 2011 or 2013 or 2015 or 2007 or 1975. Talk about who they are now. Because the last time I saw any iteration of this Steelers team step on a football field, they were giving up 299 yards rushing a playoff game to the Ravens. And if there's one thing I believe this Jets team is going to be able to do, is it's going to be able to run the football. You have Breece Hall, you got your sledgehammer in Braylon Allen, you even got Isaiah Davis, And now you have a quarterback in Justin Fields who adds a different element and a different dynamic to the running game. Steelers struggled mightily against the run in key moments last season. Jets should be able to run football much better this season. The last time I watched Aaron Rodgers play a full NFL season was last season right here playing for the New York Jets. He finished 29th in the NFL in QBR. He had one of the worst seasons of any of the starting quarterbacks in the entire NFL last season. And last I checked, Jets can get after the passer a little bit. And they're facing a Steelers offensive line that was much maligned last season, and a Steelers offensive line that finished top 10 in most allowed sacks last season. And let's be clear, as much as Russell Wilson is a statue behind the, you know, behind center, and the Jets Giants fans certainly are going to learn a lot about that this season, Aaron Rodgers is maybe the most immobile quarterback in the NFL. So a so-so offensive line has a 41-year-old statue playing behind them against a Jets pass rush that I think is going to actually make some noise a little bit. Quinnen Williams, I think he's in for a big year because of what happened when this season started with all the issues and him talking about being upset about a rebuild and Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Glenn really challenging him to be a different guy, to be a different player this year, be a different leader. I think Quinnen Williams coming off a down year, I expect him to have a much better season. Will McDonald, who I think showed flashes that he can, if he maybe gets out the run, he can definitely get after the passer. He can definitely rush. And I expect him to make some plays on Sunday. And I expect a Jets defense this year under Aaron Glenn that I expect to be a lot more aggressive and a lot more multiple in their looks than what we saw with Robert Saleh and how the Jets played their defenses under Jeff Ulbrich. It's just a different style. Aaron Glenn is a very aggressive head coach, a very aggressive defensive coordinator, a very aggressive defensive coach. You're going to see a lot more man-to-man. You're going to see a lot more blitzing. You're going to see a lot more multiple looks. The way the Jets played with Robert Saleh was a lot more wide nine stuff. Let's just get after the passer and play zone defense behind. That is not how the Jets are going to play. And to be honest, I think given where the Steelers are and where their offense is, this is actually a pretty good matchup for the New York Jets, 888-808-1019. The Steelers are breaking in a ton of new elements to an already kind of questionable offensive approach, if you ask me. We got to see what the chemistry is between one, DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers. Sauce Gardner is going to be key in this game. I know he was a little banged up throughout training camp. He's going to have the matchup for this assignment with DK Metcalf. He's got to step up to the plate. Hopefully these weeks off he had leading up into this week one will be good for him to be ready to go for week one because they're going to need him. But DK Metcalf, not a lot else at wide receiver. There have been a lot of question marks about who the Steelers are going to find to be a number two and number three receiver. They do have pretty good tight ends. You got Jonnu Smith. You got Freiermuth. But this is a Steeler offense and a Steeler attack that is not, again, not like that. I mean the way Jets fans and some folks have been talking, I would think they're playing against Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown and Hines Ward and some of these guys that won championships. I mean, that's not at all who I see on that other side. And listen, the Elijah Vera Tucker thing was definitely a huge blow. The good news is it's not like the Jets are not used to not being without Elijah Vera Tucker. Let's be real. This is not like this is a guy who they've been able to rely on to stay healthy. And it's a shame because I think when he is healthy, I think, and last year I know he was relatively healthy, but I think he was still coming back from the injuries he's dealt with the last two seasons. So I thought last year he played okay, but not up to his standard. I thought he was in for a big year, which is why it was so devastating to see him get hurt. But again, this is not going to be a team or an offensive line that's going to be so unfamiliar with not having Elijah Vera Tucker standing beside them. That's something that they've been, quite frankly, quite very used to over the last few years. And they have two young guys in Olu and Amon Mbeu, who basically never played with Elijah Vera Tucker. So that's not really going to impact them as much. But some of this stuff, again, I think with the Jets, is not going to be so much even about who they have. It's going to be about mentality, approach, and understanding of the opponent. I understand the Steelers have big names on the other side. T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, who just got a new deal. we know the names, but again, we're talking about guys who are older in their careers, guys who are nearing the end in some degree for some of these guys, Jalen Ramsey, Hayward for sure. I just feel like this attitude I've heard about this game has been a little bit surprising. I mean, I've said weeks ago that I thought the Jets were going to win this game. And the Vera Tucker injury definitely kind of made me pause a little bit. I was like, oh, man, I've been picking the Jets all for the last 2 months. I've been picking the Jets to win this game. And now they lose a key offensive lineman. And I'm thinking, all right, here we go again. But still, looking at the totality of this matchup, I don't get what people see on that other side. And again, this Aaron Rodgers situation and what to expect from him coming to MetLife. And, you know, he said that this game is just another week one. And he's not going to think about it beyond this game. And, you know, I don't know really what to make of his mindset coming into this game. But all I can go on is what I've seen from him on the field in the last 2 years. What I've seen is someone who got injured and someone who was mid. That's what I've seen. 2 years ago, he was out there for a couple plays and then he got hurt. That's tough. And it was a heartbreaking injury. But the reality is that's what happened. And then he came back last year, and I watched him play for a whole season. It was very up and down. It was very hit or miss. He was a terrible leader. And it was very meh. And it's like you take off the Jet uniform and you take off the Jet helmet, and everyone has amnesia about what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers coming into this game. Why are we to expect that Aaron Rodgers at 41 years old is going to actually be better than he was last year or better than he would have been 2 years ago? I don't see that. So when you look at this game, 888-808-1019, who do you think is going to win this game, and do the Jets have a shot here? I think the Jets have a great shot. I'm picking them to win. I think there's an element of surprise coming from the Jets because there's a lot of talk about what the Jets offense is going to look like. I don't think anyone actually really knows what the Jets offense is going to look like. It's preseason, so they're not going to show all your stuff. So if you're worried about the passing attack, I don't think the passing attack has really been unleashed in terms of us being able to actually see what they're going to be able to do. So Justin Fields is going to have to make plays down the field. We all understand that. But we don't actually know how they're going to attack people down the field because they haven't even tried. They haven't shown anything. But in some ways, that's actually a benefit because now the Steelers come into this game not knowing how the Jets plan to attack them vertically. We know the Jets are going to run the football. We know that's going to be their bread and butter. We know that's going to be a linchpin for this squad. And I think they're going to be much better at that because they couldn't be much worse last year. They had one of the worst rushing attacks, if not the worst, in all the NFL. Despite the rushing talent and the offensive talent they had on the offensive line, they still couldn't run the football. I think that's going to change dramatically. I think we have seen at least some glimpses of that in preseason. And again, I'm looking at another side, and I'm like, we're going to lose because of them? Are you serious? Aaron Rodgers and Cam Hayward? Like, what are we, like, these guys are ancient. This is a young man's game. This is not, you know, I don't know. What's a sport that you get better, the better players are old? Chess? Or, like, I don't know, bocce ball? Like, this is football, bro. Like, I don't want to hear about guys going into, you know, year number 20 and year number 17 and saying, oh, this is why the Jets are going to get blown out. I mean, give me a break. I mean, like, it's insane how this game has become, what the narrative has become. And then the Jets fans and being like, you know what? Like, I when Aaron Rodgers goes out there, I hope they don't boo Aaron Rodgers. Are you freaking kidding me? I know I don't like to bring baggage from my other show, but I bring baggage to this station only because you guys are familiar with who I'm talking about. I mean, I'm on Maggie and Perloff the other day, and the great Peter Schwartz had the nerve to go on the air and come on the show that I produce every day and say that Jets fans better not go out there and boo Aaron Rodgers. There's no reason to boo him. He came here. What are you actually talking about? Are you serious? When Aaron Rodgers steps on that football field, I want boos. I want curses thrown. I don't want anything like obscene that's going to be like, you know, his family. Nothing personal, nothing like that. But anything you want, screw you, you suck, boo, anything you want, throw it at that clown. Because that guy was a disaster and a nightmare when he stepped foot in one Jet drive.
That's not my fault.
He was an absolute disaster. He's the reason why Nathaniel Hackett was here. He was the reason why Alan Lazard is still here. He's the reason why they kept Zach Wilson 1 year too long. I mean, there are so many reasons I can go around as to why Aaron Rodgers was an all-time awful New York Jet. I mean, I don't know. I know one thing for sure. You want to say whether or not we're going to win or we're going to lose, that's one thing. That's a difference of opinion. I better not see any Jets fans cheering for Aaron Rodgers. I better not hear any Jets fans saying, hey, let's not boo Aaron Rodgers. Get out of here with that. That's what I mean when I talk about this scary fan. Stop being so damn scary. I know we're the Jets. I know we lose all the time. I know we don't have, you know, the Lombardis to look at or the good times to look at. But damn it, stop being so damn scary of a squad that ain't like that. Because the Steelers damn sure ain't like that. 888-808-1019. Already fired up on an NFL Sunday. Let's get straight to the phone line. Why not wait? Let's just get right to it. Let's get to Jeff, who's in Fairview. What's up, Jeff? You're on with EJ.
What's up, EJ?
Doing good, Jeff. What's happening?
I'm pumped. And you are spot on.
Thank
you're
you,
absolutely
sir.
Right. The Steelers are not the Steelers of old. They are a beatable team these days. And you're spot on about the Jets not showing too much of the offense in preseason. Aaron Glenn, that's his plan. He's been preparing for this game even through preseason.
Yeah.
He's not going to throw the ball downfield. Yes, the guy can throw the ball downfield. We're going to win this game. We're going to win this game, and we're going to sack Rodgers 5 times because the guy can't move. We have a great defense. We're going to be so pumped. We're going to win this game. I was feeling very confident. I even called the girl on the show.
Danielle.
That we're going to win this game. Then I was listening to Joe Beningo, and I love Joe,
mm-hmm.
but he was getting me nervous because I've been so confident. I heard him this morning. Oh, Aaron Rodgers is going to do this, going to do that. No. We're winning this game.
Well, Jeff, the problem is I feel like folks who are looking at this game are looking at it in the prism of, one, who Aaron Rodgers once was, and two, what the Jet history is, when neither of these two things matter at all when it comes to this game. What has happened with the Jets and other unfortunate situations does not impact what's going to happen on Sunday. And who Aaron Rodgers was 10 years ago is going to have zero impact on how he's going to play tomorrow, or today, rather. Aaron Rodgers, again, we've seen this act before, and I want to be clear, and I said this on the Fan, so it's not like this is me coming Johnny come lately. Aaron Rodgers also was terrible in his last year in Green Bay. We're acting like, oh, like it's been only a couple years, and if he just gets away from the New York Jets, things will be just fine. One of the concerns I had about bringing in Aaron Rodgers, while I was on board, because I thought he was the highest upside, one of the concerns I had was his last year in Green Bay was not all that. And I was very concerned that I'm saying he wasn't hitting the deep ball the same, his accuracy wasn't the same, and the lack of immobility was starting to show a little bit. I hope that the Jets having a little bit of a better roster, I thought, would have overcome that. But we're now going on almost 4 or 5 years of Aaron Rodgers looking like a superstar quarterback, and now Aaron Rodgers is going to come in and throw 4 touchdowns? I mean, I don't see how that computes. That doesn't make sense to me.
Exactly. Not against the Jet defense. No way.
I don't see it, Jeff. I don't see it, Jeff. Yeah. Thanks for the phone call. I just don't see it. And again, it's football. Anything can happen. But the shift in momentum, I feel like in this week, because I feel like weeks before, weeks prior, I think it was a little more split. I felt like, you know, there were some, you know, Jets fans are Jets fans, right? So you're going to have your, oh, here we go again. Oh, it's going to be the worst thing of all time. Here, Aaron Rodgers is going to come back and kill us. You get those people all the time. They're always going to be. They're always going to exist. It's like a immovable 30% of the fan base. They're always going to be that way until they win a championship. And then maybe that decimates a little bit. But until then, this is what the culture, this is what the community is. But it feels like this game where I felt like weeks ago there were more people with me who were feeling very confident going into this game, understanding how well the Jets typically play in home openers, understanding who the Steelers kind of are and some of the issues they've had in training camp and in practices in terms of trying to figure out their wide receiving situation. And then it just seems like all of that shifted. It shifted so fast. And it shifted before the Elijah Vera Tucker injury, by the way. It was happening, I feel like, early in the week, towards last week, really, when I started feeling this momentum of everybody saying, oh, Steelers big. And the Vegas line came out, Steelers big. And I wish there was some evidence of me seeing, like, the Steelers being this juggernaut kind of team that could make me understand why this is. But that's just, again, not who they've been. I know that they are the team that always finds a way to have a winning record every season, and they find a way to, you know, backdoor their way into the playoffs. But, I mean, that's not the whole reason to think the Jets are going to get blown out. I mean, the Steelers last year, in the last, you know, even when they started the year 4-2, they weren't blowing anybody out. They were winning one-score games. I think this game is going to be in the margin. I think it's going to be a close game. And I think that the Jets will be able to turn off the heat on Aaron Rodgers when it matters most. I think they're going to win. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. So I want to hear from you. Who do you like? Can the Jets find a way to get this upset over the Steelers? Am I being too optimistic? Am I looking at this through green-colored glasses, through Kelly Green-colored glasses? Not rose-colored. Give me some Kelly Green, I guess, colored glasses and how I'm looking at this. I am wearing a Kelly Green Jets shirt with a Jets cap on. So that tells you what time I'm on. But again, I felt like I had to put this on to kind of combat the negative energy. You know, it's almost like, you know, you put on the cross like when you got vampires showing up. Like, this is kind of my shield against negative Jets fans or haters or trolls. I'm not here for that. But I'm ducking no smoke. Because, again, two rules in the show. Number one, I'm keeping it 100. And number two, I'm ducking no smoke. So if you want to get in, get in. 888-808-1019. Of course, it is 2025, which means you can contribute to the show and holler at me in many ways besides just calling in on 888-808-1019. Hit me up on social media. EJ_Stewart is where you'll find me on X. Action EJ is where you'll find me on Instagram/TikTok. Coming up, more keys to a Jets victory. Plus, can the Giants find a way to get 1-0 in week 1? It's EJ Stewart on the Fan. Come along for the ride.